So our personal finance feature, of course, with Warren Ingram, personal finance advisor and executive director at Galileo Capital. This time around, we're going to talk about the difference between compound growth and compound interest. Warren, good evening.
Good evening. How's it going?
Yeah, look, no complaints at all, but you certainly have a question from a listener here, and perhaps allow me to paint out the picture that it's been stated on numerous occasions, and this is according to the listener themselves. They say that it's been stated on numerous occasions on The Money Show that investing in shares earns one compound interest. You even had an example of a young lady, I think her name is Julie, who saved millions and earned compound interest through shares. As well, I've had an online share trading account for many years and have never seen any interest. I've been wondering if this is a fact. I called my online share services provider and was told they are not allowed to discuss compound interest with me as they are non-advisory. When I asked why I do not see such credits in my account, I was told it's because they don't offer such interest. Is it perhaps about a type of broker I'm using?
Well, I think there are a few things that we can deal with through a question like this, and it's an awesome question because this is something that so many investors, you know, face every day when they look at their investments, and a lot of confusion between earning interest, you know, so when you put money in a bank account or a fixed deposit and you get interest, and then you know, the difference between that and investing money in the stock market. And in shares, or even in share-based unit trusts, where you get compound growth, and it might sound like a, you know, like semantics that we're talking about the same thing, but there is quite a big difference. So, you know, just to start, I mean, you know, if we put our money in a bank account, and let's just say we put 10 grand in a bank account, and we earn some interest from that, and you know, my math isn't great, so I'm going to keep the numbers simple. And just say it's, you know, the bank account's going to pay me 5% a year. What will happen is I'll actually see that on my statement. I'll see I've got my 10,000 rand, and then I'll see that I've got a certain amount of interest being paid to me every month, and that interest will be added to my 10,000 rand. And the following month I'll get another 5%, but it will be now on the 10,000, let's say 10,050 bucks that I've got in my account, and so. You know, I think one of the banks had an ad where it says your money makes money babies. And that's exactly what happens with a situation like that. But investing in shares is quite a different thing altogether, because there what happens is your investment, let's say you buy shares and it's worth 100 rand, or let's say 10,000 rand to keep things the same, that will grow on itself. In other words, the value of the shares will have a price, and the price will move up or down over time. And you know, the last little while, unfortunately, shares have been going down. So this listener who wrote in to us, you know, they've probably not seen much movement in the value of their shares, but that's not because of compounding, that's or lack of interest or something. That's simply because the prices of the stock markets and the shares within that haven't really done particularly well. And so a lot of the time now, you know, investors are getting frustrated and impatient with their share investments because they're not seeing the growth. And then the temptation is to say, you know what, if I sell out of these shares and put my money in my bank accounts, I will at least earn interest, and I'll see that interest being paid to me every month. And if I stay there, you know, over a period of months, I'll see the interest growing on itself. And by the end of the year, I'll have more money than when I started.
Which is better than right now, Warren? I mean, one would look at a situation like that. I mean, you know, they wouldn't be wrong in that case. But I guess it depends if you're playing the long or short game here.
Exactly right. So I always want to quote my favorite rich old man in the world, and that's Warren Buffett. And, you know, he always said, I knew I was going to be rich. So I was never going to be in a hurry to get there. And I think that's a really important philosophy when you start investing in shares, is you need to be really patient and give it time to grow on itself, and understand that stock markets move in very big, very long cycles. So there will be times when your money will be going down. There'll be times when it's going flat or sideways. That's certainly been the case in the last 5 years. But there will be times when they'll go up. So I did a very quick sum, you know, and I was saying, let's just say, for example, over long periods of time that we can expect to earn about 5% interest on our cash if we just put that in a bank account. Now, if you earn 5%, it's going to take you 14 years for your money to double. Just think about that. So it's 14 years for your money to double. However, if you put it in the stock market, and you know, since the year 1900 to now, the stock market's given us about 15% a year growth. Not in the last 2 years, I understand that, but that's been the case. Now, if you earn 15% a year, your money will double in 5 years. And that's the difference to me about putting your money in the bank or putting your money in the stock market. Yes, you can lose money in the stock market. Yes, it's volatile and scary sometimes, but if you stay patient and you stick to your strategy, then you get to the long-term returns that the market gives you, and that's when you start to see your money doubling on itself. And, you know, even if it's not 5 years, if it's 7 years, it's a heck of a lot quicker than putting your money in the bank. And, you know, the thing about the bank is the interest that you're going to earn is going to be taxable. So you don't keep pace with inflation, even though you see your money going up every month.
What is the right plan or way to go about it when you're investing? You know, how to think about your investment, whether you want it short, medium or long term. How do you actually get to the right sort of strategy for your investment?
I think there are a few steps that one should follow. So firstly, I mean, to me, you don't start thinking about investing if you've got bad debt. You know, so in other words, if you've got credit card debt, personal loans, overdraft, micro loans, anything like that, store card debt, then don't worry about starting to invest, because there is no investment that grows at the same rate at which you're being charged interest on your debt. So if you've got a credit card debt that you haven't paid off every month, then that's probably been, you know, costing you about 25% a year in interest that's compounding against you. So it's growing against you every year, whereas the stock market's growing, you know, as I said, it'll be great if it's growing at 15% a year. So to me, the first step is get rid of all of your short-term bad debts. If you've got a home loan, that's okay. You know, make sure you pay off a bit more than required every month, but don't start investing until you've got rid of your bad debts. Step two, to me, you always need an emergency fund. That's for the rainy day when stuff happens to you that you haven't planned for and you don't want to go into debt at the wrong time. And so when people say, how much should I have in an emergency fund? I think it's about 3 months to 6 months worth of your expenses. So whatever you spend on a monthly basis, let's say it's 10 grand a month, then you need somewhere between 30 to 60,000 rand in an emergency fund, and that you can keep in a money market account at a bank or in a money market unit trust, because that's not really an investment, that's an insurance policy. After that, if you're prepared to put your money away for time periods of, let's say, 5 to 7 years or longer, then you can start to invest in shares. And you know, that could be the first time that I would consider, you know, putting my money away into the stock market. I wouldn't do it for time periods that are shorter than that. So if you're saving for a goal, let's say you need to buy a car or save for a deposit on a house, and that's going to be 3 years from now, then rather put it into a money market account or a fixed deposit. Don't consider the stock market, because the stock market is volatile and does go through cycles. And the last thing you want to do is, you know, need the money in 3 years, and it's one of those periods where things are going down. So to me, I love the stock market. I think it's a great place to really, you know, grow your capital over long periods of time, but you have to be prepared to invest for very long periods of time. And I think that's always the mistake people make, is, you know, especially now, you know, when things have been going badly, investors lose patience with the stock market, and they start to believe that it'll never, ever go up again.
I mean, I'm beginning to think that. The last 3 years have been horrendous.
So that's and that's a really common mistake that investors make right around the world. Is, you know, we kind of take the last, you know, let's say 1 to 5 years, and we say whatever happened in the last 1 to 5 years, that's what's going to happen in the next 1 to 5 years. And the only thing I can ever promise anybody is whatever happened in the last 5 years definitely won't repeat itself in exactly the same way in the future. So it's important to know that our market does really go up and down. And, you know, I've just spent a lot of time listening to people today talking about the economy in South Africa and how bad it is and how difficult conditions are going to be. And then they look at our stock market and they say, well, I can't invest in our stock market if we've got this massive unemployment in our economy and economic growth rates that are below 1%. But the thing to remember about our stock market is it consists of a lot of companies that operate right around the world. You know, so a business like Masbash, yes, it might be listed here, but I mean, it operates, you know, kind of right across China, all the way through Europe. The same with Richemont, you know, the same with British American Tobacco and AB InBev, that sell a lot of beer to people right from America to China. So I think it's a mistake to look at the stock market in South Africa and believe that that's a reflection only of our economy, which is going through a tough time. It's not. You know, it's certainly a reflection of a much bigger kind of emerging market type approach. But to me, you know, it would be a huge mistake to kind of lose faith in your share investments now, because I think we probably, I was listening to Tilly Madonsela, you know, kind of half an hour ago, and she was saying, you know, it's always darkest before dawn, and she feels like we're in that time now where it's just the darkest bit before the dawn turns, and I feel the same. You know, I think it applies to our economy, it applies to our politics, and it applies to policy that we'll see from government. And I think that's the point about the stock market. You know, it's certainly not that I've been smoking some heavy stuff or drinking too much. I just believe that, you know, the world works in big cycles, and our country's kind of gone through 9 terrible years of economic and political destruction, but that's now turning, and that's where we'll see the stock market start to recover. Does it happen now, or does it happen next year? I'm not sure. But what I do know is patient investors, you know, who kind of ignore the hype and the kind of despondency, they're the ones that get the reward, and they're the ones that become the Warren Buffetts of the future.
Progress is a slow process. Warren Ingram, appreciate your time this evening. Personal financial advisor and executive director as well at Galileo Capital, joining us on the line there as we, yes, talk about compound growth and compound interest, but also just being patient with your investments and how to move those forward as well, right here on The Money Show.